Welcome to the first episode of PhD Perspectives, a Midlands Graduate School podcast series. I am your host, Aishwarya Vishwamitra, and I'm so excited to take you through all of the interviews I've been doing with current students, past students. I'm a present student of the Midlands Graduate School myself, and also interviews with anyone who plays a supporting role in our journeys. This episode is with Emma Quinn. She's going to be talking to us about the conferences that she's been up to during her PhD. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
We've met before, so this is not the first time that we're going to speak with each other, but it might be the first time that our listeners would have heard of Emma Quinn. So if you needed to tell them about you pre-PhD, about your journey, what are three things until you starting your PhD that you would want someone to know about your academic journey?
Maybe first thing, I've only kind of gone through Loughborough University. I did my undergrad and master's here. That kind of leads on to my second thing, which was I did my degrees in sports psychology. So that's kind of formed a basis for my PhD. But yeah, that was what I've done for the last few years. But that was inspired through my experiences competing in elite martial arts, which I've done sort of training and competed since I was three until 2022, when I had a kind of traumatic catastrophic injury, which meant I can't train anymore. So yeah, my experiences within that environment for quite a while led on to that interest in sports psychology, which led me to Loughborough, which has now led me to my PhD.
I'm going to say that again for people who weren't paying attention. Martial artist in the house, which is very, very cool. And Emma and I have that in common. Amongst doing a PhD at MGS, we also have martial arts in common. And Emma has seemed to keep that alive in her life through sports psychology and now through her PhD. It's a very interesting topic. Something else we have something in common for. My PhD is about menstrual health, as is Emma's. So what is the topic of your PhD?
My topic is looking at sort of more severe forms of menstruation and menstrual disorders within elite sports. So it's a qualitative PhD. I created the research proposal myself in collaboration with my primary supervisor, who also had supervised my undergrad and master's dissertations that were also on menstruation in elite sport. So we've built up quite a bit of a good working relationship. So we were able to create that. And yeah, it's a qualitative PhD that looks at athletes' experiences of menstrual disorders in sport, how they kind of manage and go about navigating elite sport cultures and sort of societal narratives around menstruation when they don't really have experiences that fit the kind of societal norm of what we think menstruation is. Also looking at experiences or perceptions of teammates, looking also at menstrual tracking, and a little bit of sort of more of a case study on an athlete with premenstrual dysphoria disorder. So similar to your research, a lot of my athletes have endometriosis. That's kind of just happened. We didn't focus on purely endometriosis, but a lot of them who volunteered sort of have endo. A couple of people have adenomyosis and a couple have PMDD as well. So yes, that is a little bit of a summary.
Thank you for that. And as someone who isn't in the sports space, even though I'm in menstrual health research, when I'm listening to you describe your PhD, my immediate thought is, wow, there must not be a lot of community around this. But actually, during your PhD experience, which you're about to tell us a little bit more about all the conferences you've been to, you've actually found a lot of community in the research that you're doing. And we can't wait to hear more about this, because PhD research is important on so many different levels. The kind of research that you're doing is bound to impact people with menstrual health conditions all over the world, all over the UK. Anyone who reads your research will hopefully resonate with it on some level. But also on the personal level, I know that you've had quite a lot of success with meeting people at conferences, building community around your research, and also just doing a smashing job of becoming a presenter. Because Emma's won some awards that we're going to hear about. Can you tell me where you are in your PhD journey? How many months in, years in, are you?
Yeah, so my PhD is 3.5 years long, and I'm in my third year now. So I finish in on the last day of March in 2027. So just under a year to go. It's come up
Doing
quick.
it. If it's come up quick, that means it's gone by quickly, and that's usually a good thing. This episode is going to be looking at conferences, and at the MGS we get an RTSG fund. So that is for training opportunities and can also be used on summer schools and conferences. And it sounds to me like you've really maximized on making the most of that opportunity. So, what was the first conference that you ever went to, and what's the most recent one that you've been to?
The first conference I ever went to was the British Psychological Society's Division of Sport and Exercise Psychology annual conference. That was back in 2023, so about maybe 2, 3 months after I started my PhD. I went to that conference in Edinburgh to present my undergrad and master's studies. And yeah, that was my first conference experience. It was amazing. It was lovely because it was in December. So the hotel that it was presented in was very Christmassy. Everyone was in a very festive mood. But yeah, I remember being really quite nervous. But yeah, the sports psychology community there were so wonderful. And I was really surprised by how nice everyone was, but also how interested they were in menstruation because it's not hugely discussed within sports psychology. That's only kind of starting to increase. A lot of the research over the last few years is predominantly within sort of physiology, and it's now coming into that psychology space, which is really quite exciting. But yes, I was very impressed by the number of people that actively came and joined in my session to hear my presentation, which was at the end, including a lot of men who asked a lot of questions. So yeah, it was a really eye-opening experience. And the most recent conference also might then have been the BPS Sports Psychology Conference that happened again in December in Leeds, which again was a brilliant experience. Also presented the first study of my PhD, won an award for that.
She says casually.
yeah, so won an award for that best student oral presentation.
So you've been to the same series of conference at the start of your PhD, where you presented non-PhD research, your master's research, and then again recently as you're closing up this chapter. Do you think you've changed? Your conference persona has changed. Do you think the people around you, because I know you're recognized now, so tell me what that's like. Tell me what it's done for you to talk about your research publicly and in a space like this.
Yeah, it's been brilliant to be honest. So I've also been to a few other conferences apart from this BPS conference. One of them was the Women in Sport and Exercise Academic Network conference, which was held in Leeds last year. It was brilliant. It's actually being held again this year at Loughborough University, which is very exciting. I'm part of the organizing committee for that. And yeah, it was amazing because again, a lot of people had been in that sort of sports science and physiology space. So it was really interesting to talk about menstruation and growing that research within a qualitative and sports psychology space. And it's a really wonderful community. A lot of us are on sort of social media and LinkedIn. So we formed connections through that. And then meeting in person is really, really lovely. And it was quite funny, sort of going to this conference for the first time and having people come up to me going, "Are you Emma Sports Psych?" which is my Instagram handle, which is quite funny. And they were like, "Oh my God, I follow you." So yeah, it's lovely and really nice to sort of build relationships. That is something I do like about conferences. I do love that opportunity to build those relationships and connections in person, which are always really exciting with opportunities for further collaboration and sort of enhancing how you look at your research topic. Because obviously I am that sports psychology background, but the physiology is so important. And then also speaking to sociologists as well, the sort of realm and role of society and societal attitudes, bringing it all together is really, really exciting. So yeah, that's a great part that I've had and been able to develop over my PhD. I would say in some ways, I've with that gained confidence. So I'm probably more of a confident person stepping into conferences. However, I would say in one aspect I haven't changed is sort of how I kind of present myself. I do like dressing up quite a bit, wearing sort of very funky shoes, either my big Doc Martens or I've got big Mary Jane sort of wedge heel things. So I've always liked to kind of have my own sort of sense of style and stand out a little bit. So that's kind of remained the same. And I've had quite a lot of fun at different conferences, sort of changing the outfits. So a little bit of a fun side of things as well that you can have a bit of creativity with. But on that sort of professional side, I've definitely seen a change in the development.
It should be fun, right? All of these experiences should be fun. And you brought up two things that make me think of my own personal experiences. One is that interdisciplinary aspect where we are in these niches that PhD's research really pushes you into. So for me, that's sociology. You brought up sociology, but also that clinical side of endometriosis is not something I'm attuned to. But when I went to the UK Endometriosis Network meeting that happened, it's again, it's a conference-like atmosphere. You hear about treatments that have progressed, or about clinical methods and diagnostic methods that have progressed, all tying in very well to the research that we're interested in. So those kinds of things, you can put a Google Scholar alert for as much as you want, but again, I really cannot check that many emails because they just keep coming. So these kinds of forums are really good ways to learn about what's happening in your niche, but also in the adjacent areas. And the other thing you brought up was about how this is supposed to be fun. And I agree with you. PhD experiences can be really lonely. They can be isolating. Some people have the most fun ever, and I aspire to feel that way all the time. But I do think that conferences are a great place to just gain a little bit of joy and from looking at other people's excitement about their research, right? This is supposed to be something that you get inspired by and motivated by. So I'm really grateful for conferences that I've been to, but I'm just getting started. And you seem to be as well. You're headed to Canada?
Yes, in 3 days' time, I will be on a flight to Canada for the Qualitative Research in Sport, Exercise and Health conference. I am incredibly excited for that. I haven't done any conferences outside of the UK yet. I actually have two this year. So the QRSC one in Canada, and then in July, I'm going to Romania for the European Congress of Sports Psychology, which will be amazing. And that is funded through the RTSG from the ESRC, which I am incredibly grateful for because, yeah, in that essence of fun and sort of really engaging in the whole experience, it's a 5 day conference with that funding. I've been able to go out for a week, stay in the conference venue. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So that one I'll kind of be more on my own. I've got a friend from another institution who's going, which is lovely. And then with Canada, there's about a group of maybe six or seven of us from Loughborough University that are going to present. So yeah, in that sense of joy and fun, I'm really looking forward to it. Because yeah, conferences can be very daunting. They are amazing opportunities, lots of networking, inspiration, but your social battery can take a bit of a hit. It can be quite overwhelming if you're not confident presenting. It can sometimes be difficult to just take that first step and give it a go. But yeah, when you've got people around you or you're sort of made a couple of friends when you're there, it does kind of just change it up into a much more enjoyable experience and less stressful.
And a tip that Emma has already said in the past, but I'm going to just say it for you, is to let people know you're going before you go. And I had just never thought about that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always so much pressure to network and make sure you get the most out of it. And a lot of the time, you don't know that people are going to be at conferences until you're there and you're like, oh, hello, how are you? And then you're trying to fit coffees and catch ups into a really jam-packed schedule. It can be quite daunting. And if you haven't been before, it's a quite nice way of sort of raising your profile, saying, I'm going to be here. And then you can look to reach out to some people that also message going, oh, I am too. And then, right, you've already know that you're going to speak to this person on this day. You've got your networking booked in. You don't have to stress about trying to find a friend or someone really important to talk to in the first 5 minutes. So you've already done a little bit of the groundwork. But also, again, if you're kind of worried about, oh, are people going to turn up to my talk? Do people know? Because again, the conference programs, particularly for international ones, having a look, they're huge. They're absolutely enormous. So if you can kind of post that you're going, you're presenting, it's going to be in this room at this time, or the poster presentation, remember to come to poster number four. It just sort of raises other people's awareness of what you're doing and where you're going to be and drum up a little bit of an audience, which is always quite fun.
Yes, it is. And we are coming to the end of this episode, which again just happened so quickly. I enjoy speaking with you. And I just wanted to say that Emma and I have met before because we actually met at.
A conference.
She got that one right. So, yes, we did actually meet at the MGS annual conference, which I could not recommend enough. It's a great place to get started. It is also jam-packed, but somehow still low-key. It's not as stressful. So, it's nice to start at a conference where there are other mostly early career researchers. In fact, the one that we went to had only PhD students at it, which was an even better place for me to give my first presentation about my research. You gave a presentation about yours, looking very sparkly indeed in those trainers. And then it was, and they also had some workshops. I gave a workshop last year, might give one this year as well. But yeah, I would recommend the MGS annual conference if you're trying to get started.
Yeah, I could not agree more. It's a great opportunity. And it's also really interesting because everyone who's there is from a variety of different sort of backgrounds. So, sitting in talks that were around politics and tourism and engineering, it's just really interesting. It was a really fun day. And yeah, the workshops are a great opportunity. As a qualitative researcher, and as someone that enjoys presenting, I always try and bring the story to my presentation. Research can often get quite bogged down in the numbers and the literature reviews. So, figuring out how to tell that story, how to get people connected to what you're talking about is so important. And I thought your workshop on
Oh,
that
thank you.
storytelling and how to go through it was brilliant and a really, really good addition to the conference program. So, yeah, if anyone is nervous about presenting or just wants to figure out what it's like to be at a conference, I would highly, highly recommend.
I think that takes us to the end. You've given us a little bit of tidbits about what your conference life has looked like. You casually dropped in there that you've won an award. I think you've won more than one award, though.
Yeah, I've won more than one. But
You
that's what the storytelling gets you. That's where the storytelling gets you.
I believe
So
it.
give
I believe it. So
it a go.
before we go, if you can give me one top tip of just presenting at a conference, what would it be? It can
Just
be more
one.
than one, but at least one.
I guess the key one is, it sounds very cheesy, but do be yourself. Be yourself and stand out within that. So I had what is it, in my first conference I wore my sort of holographic Doc Martens while presenting, sort of turquoise shoes, and I had the chair of the division come up to me and start a conversation because of my shoes, and he was like, they are amazing. And then we started talking about my research. So even something as silly as just an outward expression of who you are, regardless of your excitement and passion for your topic, just really let yourself shine through because people have come to hear you and you are awesome. So just have a little bit of faith in that and yeah, just give it
There's absolutely no better way to end this episode. Thank you so much,
a
Emma, for your time. I can't wait to hear about Canada and about Romania once all of that has passed. I'm sure we're going to be seeing you go through that. It's at Emma Sports Psych on Instagram, where I love following what you're doing. So thank you again, and I'm wishing you a very sunny summer.
Oh, and you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the very first episode of the Midlands Graduate School podcast, PhD Perspectives. The next two episodes are already up. One of them is about placements, and the other one is about content creating while on your PhD. Make sure to check those out.
I'll see you in the next one.